November 6, Abraham's unquestioning obedience. The Lord said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12, 1 and 2. God selected Abraham as his messenger through whom to communicate light to the world. The word of God came to him not with the presentation of flattering prospects in this life, of large salary, of great appreciation, and worldly honor. Get thee out of thy country unto a land that I will show thee was the divine message to Abraham. The patriarch obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. As God's light-bearer to keep his name alive in the earth, he forsook his country, his home, his relatives, and all pleasant associations connected with his early life to become a pilgrim and a stranger. Before God can use him, Abraham must be separated from his former associations that he may not be controlled by human influence or rely upon human aid. Now that he had become connected with God, this man must henceforth dwell among strangers. His character must be peculiar, differing from all the world. He could not even explain his course of action so as to be understood by his friends, for they were idolaters. Spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. Therefore, his motives and his actions were beyond the comprehension of his kindred and friends. Abraham's unquestioning obedience was one of the most striking instances of faith and reliance upon God to be found in the sacred record, with only the naked promise that his descendants should possess Canaan. Without the least outward evidence, he followed on where God should lead, fully and sincerely complying with the conditions on his part and confident that the Lord would faithfully perform his word. The patriarch went wherever God indicated his duty. He passed through wildernesses without terror. He went among idolatrous nations with the one thought, God has spoken, I am obeying his voice, he will guide, he will protect me. Just such faith and confidence as Abraham had, the messengers of God need today. But many whom the Lord could use will not move onward, hearing and obeying the one voice above all others. The Lord would do much more for his servants if they were wholly consecrated to him, esteeming his service above the ties of kindred and all other associations. Testimonies, Volume 4, pages 523 and 524.